obviously a great, great win for the Ravens. And a couple things. I mean, just if you give me a chance here, on behalf of our fans, I want to congratulate and thank our players and our coaches. All right, I know our fans would. I think our fans would appreciate that. You know, I know our fans are proud of us right now, proud of our coaches and proud of our players. So that was a really special win. And to kind of make the point to me, the way the game was won, go back to the very first two series of the game. They hit us on that reverse, beautiful call, well executed. Darius Webb tracks him down, makes a tackle, and keeps him out of the end zone. We very could have easily walked in, all right? Haloti makes a huge stop, all right? And we got the ball back. And our offense goes on, what, a 7-8 minute drive and puts 7 on the board. To me, that was a statement right there about our football team. I mean, that's courageous play. And after that, it was just a dogfight like we knew it was going to be against a really good team that's really well coached and played their hearts out. But it's the ultimate team win, man. All three phases, you know, fighting through adversity and finding a way to win the game against a really good football team. So I'm proud of our guys, and our fans should be proud too. And for on behalf of our players and coaches, thanks to our fans, we had a bunch of fans here. We had thousands of fans here. They're all out there right now. We did a little flyby. Kevin made me go out. He told me not to stay. He said, we got a game in 5.5 days. So you got to get back in there. But fans are great, and they're out there. I think they're going to probably have a good time in New Orleans tonight, it looks like, based on what I'm seeing out there. So it was a great night.
As far as Will Hill tonight, with his big playoff, how much did that also change kind of just the momentum and how things were going?
Well, I mean, obviously, Will Hill's play was the difference in the game, you know, for a lot of reasons. It was 7 points. So that's the most obvious reason. But also the fact that, you know, we could make a play on defense. You know, we could come up with a play, not just a stop. Well, we've made plenty of stops, not just a fumble, but an interception. You know, go grab one, you know, and take it the other way. That's been lacking, and that's something that we needed, and it came right at the right time. Right. I mean, you know, first of all, our offensive line, we had 215 yards rushing. Justin Forsett had 189 yards rushing out there, all right? And not just Justin. It was good to see Bernard Pierce step up and run the ball well. So both those guys ran it well, but our offensive line really did a great job. And I'm going to tell you, Rob Ryan did a tremendous job with the game plan. It was a lot of pressure, zero pressures coming from everywhere. He brought everybody through the course of the game to try to get it stopped. And I thought our offensive line and our quarterback did a great job of handling that. We made a couple of throws against 0-2 that were huge for us. It got a couple of drives started. Torrey came up with some great catches. Steve Smith, I mean, he had a number of catches. But the first drive, make that fade catch back down there, was about as good a catch as you're ever going to see when he was tackled while he's making the catch. And he still comes down with the football. So that was pretty amazing. Well, it's big. I mean, you're going to have to win a lot of games to win the division, and you're going to have to win a lot of games to make the playoffs in our conference. It's just a fact. And we needed to, you're going to need every win you can get. I mean, to get this win, you're right, it was a very big win. And next week's going to be even bigger, and they're only going to get bigger as we go.
Talk about your pass rush. It seemed like it dialed up at just the right time. Terrell Suggs got over 100 career sacks.
Right, thanks. Yeah, our pass rush was relentless the whole game. I don't know how many sacks we had in the game. How many we have? We had 4 sacks, and we had numerous hits. And it's hard to hit Drew Brees. I mean, their protection's very good. He gets the ball out fast. He knows where it's coming from. And he's really shifty in the pocket. And we hit him. I think we hit him. We got the 4 or 5 hits within the first quarter, I think. So, you know, he's a courageous guy for hanging in there the way he did. But and then take it to Terrell Suggs. I mean, you know, I think he's the 30th all-time rusher right now in the history of the National Football League, okay? 100 sacks. And I feel like he's just beginning. So it'll be fun to see where he goes from there. Great football player, great leader, you know, and I'll tell you, he's the guy that kind of grabbed us up as a team this week and pointed us in the right direction all week with what he said and how he practiced and how he, you know, prepared.